And thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Andrea. So welcome to the new comers. Time to also know better a bit of you. So this is quite challenging what Andrea asked me to do today, to discuss how we can do that analysis. Before we go to Excel tables, which can be a bit tough, especially on an Excel process, I want to discuss a bit why and what is data analysis. So a bit of more like this idea behind data analysis. And so the main point of collecting data, so when you go to the field and talk to the farmers and we put the information on COBOL, we are just collecting data. And data can be used in different ways. And to make sure we are analyzing this data in a way we want and having results and information that we can use, the first question before going and collecting data is why we are collecting data. So normally for the ones who had meetings with me when you're discussing the data analysis, this is my first question. And most of the time people don't have a strong answer. So before going to collect data, the step zero is really important. Why you're going to collect the data? Why it's important for us to understand the performance of the farmers and the farms in the fields? What we want to show and what kind of information we expect to have after the data collection? So all these questions, they are important. Of course, sometimes the answers we get from the data are not the best for our questions. But if you don't have questions before collecting data, it's quite tricky to do a data analysis. So I really want to stress the importance of the step zero for tape, because the step zero, it's the moment when you understand the situation. We get more information than the just pure data, and we have a better overview of the situation. In many cases, the person who is collecting the data is part of the community, which is amazing. But in some cases, the person is an external person who is going to the community. So we don't know exactly what's happening there. So the step zero is the first step for data analysis and is one of the most important steps. So do we want to show that some systems are performing better than others? This is one question that we should have. Or do we want to show that throughout time that farm is improving? This is another question. So tape can be used for different reasons and for different situations. But it's really important to have the questions clear in our mind before going there and collect. The collection of the data will be done in the same way. This does not change. But for instance, if you want to compare different farms, we need to make sure we understand what kind of systems we are comparing. And also, this is a question that normally we have a lot when you start to do tape analysis. Again, for the ones who had meetings with me when you're discussing how to analyze the data, this is one question. So what we are trying to show here, that organic system or agroecological systems are performing better than the conventional ones? Can be a question. We had a discussion recently if farmers, young farmers are performing better than old farmers. Also, this can be a question that we can try to answer. For the pastoralists in Kyrgyzstan, we did an analysis based on the landscape. So we compare the pastoralists in the highlands with the pastoralists in the lowlands, because for them, this makes sense, which maybe for all the rest of the farmers, this is not something that is relevant. Why these questions are so important? Because when you're putting the data on COBOL, I will start to open Excel tables here, and please don't get scared. We can go really slow in this process to make sure people understand. I have an Excel for today that I prepared. Just 1 second. Share screen. Can you see my screen? Not yet, wait. Sure. Can you see the Excel? Yeah, okay, good. This is a table. I put in white the names because I didn't ask authorization for the farmers to share the data with other people. So, but this is a table from one of our countries that we delete, that we download for from tape. So when you go and download, we have a lot of important information. So when you start to collect data, the logo, if the organization has a logo, if it has like a number, who collect the data, the region, country. So we have a lot of information here that are really important that we should include. And here we don't see them because I don't wanna disclose the information. But then we have the location, which can be really important. If you wanna compare landscape, this can be a very relevant information. So we could compare if you're in lowlands, if you're in highlands, if you have more access to water, if you don't have access to water, this is something that we can put here. The type of production system is a very important question that we need to answer. And for our region, most of the time, I see that people collecting cobo, they are not really putting a lot of attention on this question. So here we can answer if it's organic, if it's conventional, if it's agroecological. So all these questions are here. But if you're collecting just 12 farms, data from 12 places, and you have 12 different systems, it'll be really difficult to compare them. So here is very important when you are doing step zero to define the typology of the system. So even if it's not one, so do we have conventional, transitional, and full agroecological, for instance, three different categories. So it's really important to think about this, if this is something that we're gonna compare. If this is not something important for you, doesn't matter. You can ask the farmer what they think. But if it's one of the ideas to compare different systems, here is a moment to put some thoughts. And in Kobo, you have this option to write down. Why this is important? Because when you download this data from Kobo, you have here in these squares, this information. So when you go and start to compare data, it's easier to know the system. You cannot keep going back to Kobo, remember, especially if the person doing that analysis is not the same who did the data collection. So I don't know the farmers, but I know the system, so I can compare them. So this is really important to bring information here. And then another point that we can compare can be the size of the farm. So this is quite interesting information to collect. What they are producing. So this is another thing that we can try to analyze. So this is small questions that when you are doing Kobo, you just go straight forward. If we have a better step zero process, these will be the points that we should really put more thought. And of course, based on the step zero, there is a lot of things that we can compare. And number of people living in the farm. So if you have lead by women, if it's lead by men. So all these kind of things we can use to compare. Any questions until here? I'm going too fast, too slow. Feedbacks, please. It's okay for everyone? So I will continue, okay? Any questions? Caroline, I cannot see the hands because I'm sharing the screen. So if people raise their hands, just let me know. We can stop at any time, okay, guys? This is not a presentation. This is a dialogue. So this is the table that we see when we go to Kobo. So this is a very long table. I'll just run here. So it's very table. Don't get scared when you download it. We don't need all this data. We can always go and check a few data. So the most important data that we have are these that we cannot see here. So the name, the address of the people, and then the fields that I mentioned here. And then we go to the main scores. So here you have the diversity element. So when you're collecting the diversity information, you have the crops, the animals, the trees. So these are the answers that the farmer gave to you. And then every time we see these words, go. No? Every time we see the words, standardized, I cannot say this word today, and then the name of the element. This is a very relevant data. So we can put in green to make our life easy. So if you go and keep moving forward, you see this for the 10 elements. Then you have synergies, so you can mark in green, because these will be the important and relevant data that we are going to use. And then you go until the last one. You can see that in this case, I already put them in green to make our life easier today. Recycling. And then here we have resilience. And then we go until the last. Sorry, I went too fast. Until the last element. And then you have the last column is the kite. So these are the information. So everything comes from Kobo. We don't have to do anything. You just download the information and you have this column with this data available for us. And then we have these questions. Do you wanna do the step two? In case you say yes here, you have more data. So the one of the farmers answer for step two, and then Dario will be the one explaining this part. And in the case they didn't do step two, this is all the data we have. So this is the raw data from Kobo. Don't be scared, it's just a long table, but we don't need all the data. We just need a few of the columns in the first moment. Of course, if you wanna do more analysis, you can use all this data. So normally what I do, I just go and I create data with the scores. So here I just copy and paste the columns from here. So this is my synergy. I come here and I create a column with synergy. This is one option. The other option that is also possible, you can come here and just hide the information. So it's either or. So you have many ways to do it. Each people dealing with Excel, we have different ways to do it. So it's quite personal. I prefer to create my raw data. I always call this raw data because all the data is here. So I try to bring the information that I try to use in a table. Again, you have all this very relevant information that I'm not disclosing here. In this case, the main idea was to compare different systems. So we had three categories of system to compare. So they are very clear here. So see. And then, yeah, please go ahead.
Carolina, to facilitate the interpretation is extremely important. Then, if you say the free system, you read it out in English, so it can go in Russian and in Albanian. Otherwise, they will not read. For example, the free system livestock, monoculture, and polyculture. Okay, because otherwise they will not translate. Thank you.
Sorry. So yes, in this case we have three categories, livestock, monoculture, and polyculture. These categories were defined during the step zero. And based on that, we will do the data analysis. So this is what I call my raw data analysis. And here we can start to play. I don't know if I do the data analysis today with you. I prepared everything to do it together yesterday. I don't know if this will be useful or not. I can go and show, I will delete the graphic and everything was prepared to do together. I explain how to use the Excel and everything. What do you think, Andrea?
As we are recording, Carolina, and this can be, let's say, everyone can go through that again. And indeed, this will not be the last one because it's very complicated. If you can go ahead a bit, okay, it will be good.
So from this data here that we saw, I create just the categories. So I put all the livestock together, all the monoculture together, and all the polyculture together. So I have these three categories. And then I will compare them. So one way to do it, I will create the average for each category. And so I'm including a line here, insert. I will put in a different color to make our life a bit easier. And then just color, we can put any color again. We don't need the colors, it's just because I try to be, make it even bigger so people can see. And then here it's, we go in this little square that you have, the function for Excel, and then we select average. Sorry, I'm doing the wrong place here. So we click the function. So the result will be in the square I'm marking. Excel has a lot of functions already prepared, so we don't have to type them. So I want the average. So I want to know the average for all the numbers I have. I will click on OK. And I select the numbers I want. So I want to know the average of diversity for all my livestock. So you see my green square is selecting just the numbers I want. So I see here number one from F2 to F6. So F2 to F6, and I will give okay. And this is my result. So, and then I can just copy the same result for all my elements. And doing like that, so see that there is this little square here. Sorry, I deleted the result. One second. So this little square, if I click with the plus and just move the mouse, the Excel will copy automatic all the forms. So, and then I have here the average for this column, say G, and for this one, H. And then here we go for all the columns. So this is my average for livestock. And I wrote average wrong. And then I can do this for monoculture. I will do the same way. I click here, I go okay. And then I have to select the numbers I want. So you'll be these five numbers. So you just check, everything's okay. These squares are the data, and then you go and click okay. And then you just copy all the numbers as we did for the other one. And sorry, this is the wrong. Just mark the right one. And then we're going to do again the same for polyculture. So I'll go here on this arrow, select the numbers, and go okay. And here we go. We have the average for polyculture, for monoculture. And so now the idea is to create the spider graphic for this data. To do that, I need to select the data once. So to select very small amounts of data in Excel, I use Control. So I click the Control on my keyboard and I select the data I want. So I go select here. I keep the Control and then I go and select the rest of the data. I forgot to do the cat there. Control and Control. When I finish, I can release the Control button and I go here in Insert. And I have this part are the graphics. And I will do a spider one. This is the spider, this is the spider, and then this is my graphic that I wanna do. And then I go, okay. And there is something wrong with my graphic. Let's see what I did wrong. So now I have my right graph. So this shouldn't be here. I just delete, I don't know why it's here, but it's okay. And here I'm comparing. I will try to put very big. Sorry, I don't have the numbers. So I need to include the data. Category. Select data. And it, I need to put the data here. So I will copy this information that's important for me. Okay, okay. So now I have all the data. So here I'm comparing the livestock, because in this case, we know the livestock is an agroecological system. And we are comparing with polyculture and we are comparing with monoculture. So here we can see the difference between the three systems. So this is a data analysis. So based on that, we can see that livestock, which we know because of step zero, is an agroecological and organic livestock system. It's performing much better than a monoculture and a polyculture. And we see that the polyculture is performing better than the monoculture, which is, it makes sense in our brain when you are comparing different states. So based on this data, we can discuss how maybe the polyculture people can start to improve, what are the points that they need to improve. You can see that even in food and cultural tradition, all the three systems are quite good because they have, they are based on a culture, like a national culture that promotes that. So this does not change a lot. But then we see that solidarity and circular economy, the sustainable livestock production is performing much better than the polyculture and the monoculture, which has almost zero solidarity in the system. And then we can check sharing knowledge. Again, monoculture is not sharing knowledge. They are based on the own knowledge. So here we can start to have guidance on how to work and how to manage data, how to analyze the information and what kind of guidance we can give to people. So here we start to have a bit of information. I think it's a lot of information for today. Maybe I will stop because I was also planning to discuss a bit of correlation. It's another way to do analysis to see if two elements are connected. So for instance, we can see if the size of the property and the production or the kite, they have some kind of relation, but then it's a new form and maybe it's too much for one day. So let's stop a bit with the number.